by som uviedla, že od roku 2023 začala platiť nová súdna mapa.
I'd like to point out that in 2023, from 2023, we have a new roadmap in justice that is in place and aiming to improve the quality through the increase of different regions and to improve the coverage of cases which we enabled us to increase the number of judges, and that enabled to improve their expertise through their trainings in different areas. For example, the rights of children. There was the limitation of time of the decision making in the care or the caregiving for the children during the divorce. There are different interviewing rooms that were created specifically for interviewing the child by a judge. Those specialized rooms and creating a methodology for courts was to create the space for the best application of a child's rights in the proceedings. We also do manage a Justice Academy of the Slovak Republic, which is under our activity. And this academy developed different aspects in the trainings of our judges. We focus on different forms of discrimination and different level up measures. In the past period, the academy realized a training center in the context of international standards, of human rights standards. We also use a bylaw of the Ministry of Justice that has been updated. The aim was to improve the application of participation rights of children in the decision making and their placement in a re-educational facility or in case of alternative care of child. The Ministry of Justice runs different legislative changes nowadays. For example, the amendment of the Act on Family. The Ministry of Justice also develops an action plan against or for different forms of discrimination. And different organizations from these action plans were tasked to support the topics of human rights and protection of children rights. Thank you.
A very good afternoon, Madam Chairperson, members of the committee. Thank you very much for the floor. Allow me Ivana Nadjova is my name, and I represent the Ministry of Interior Department and